I don't want it to cover my luscious lips.
Your what?
My luscious lips.
Wait, where's the biscuit? Oh, give me some. Give me some. Give me some right now. The Clippers are cooking the motherfucking... What? Somebody please tell this guy his headphones are falling off his head.
Like if you can't see.
Ooh, nice pass.
Oh, yeah. Did the Nuggets win yesterday?
No, they lost, actually.
Damn.
They was going to sweep...
Damn.
They was going to sweep the Lakers.
What percentage did they want?
I don't know. ¿Quiere que le dice
you hear? You hear me clear?
Yes.
Hello, everybody who are listening.
Oh, you ever started recording it?
I've been starting.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know.
Hello to all our 62.
Ooh.
Hold on. We gotta give y'all.
Shout out to our 62 new subscribers, bro. We was at what? 15? 15 or 25 subscribers on YouTube.
Last episode.
And we put a clip up. Well, I put a clip up for the Chris Brown and Quavo situation. And that shit skyrocketed, you know, rocket and shit, and did like 10,000 views, mad likes. And we got a bunch of subscribers. So I just want to thank all...
I'm sorry.
All our new subscribers. Okay, welcome back. We are new to doing this. This is episode 7 of Just How It Is podcast. I am your host.
Just Sadel. How It Is? Oh, yeah.
She don't even know the name of the podcast. What the fuck is going on? You feel me?
We're the best boos.
This is my girlfriend, my co-host, KG.
This is my boyfriend.
Yes, we've been together for... No. Let's get serious. She doesn't like when I ask her, how was her day, which I don't get.
Because we...
You know why?
Live together.
I'm trying to make y'all connect with us. You feel me? I'm trying to, you know, okay, what do we know about these people? Like, you feel me? That's why I like to watch my podcasters. It's like, if I listen to you, if I follow you, I want to know, what the hell this nigga's up to? Like, tell me about... You know, your life.
Yeah, but most people who have podcasts do not live together. So when you ask me, oh, like, how was your day? I just feel like
we do the same thing.
It feels forced because we're literally doing everything together. So it's like, boy, you know how my day was.
You know, we besties, you know, so we do everything, almost everything together, y'all. We went to the gym today.
Oh.
Let me just say what we did today. We woke up.
Mm-hmm, that's
better. What time did you go to sleep?
What did we do today?
What time did you go to sleep?
How much is it?
She went to bed like 12. She's like, yo. Oh. She called me. I was in the room working. This is like our little studio. I'm working. She called me to the room. Come cuddle me for 5 minutes to make photos. Let me get the fuck out of here, bro. I went and I was just looking at her. She was laying down, facing her back, and I was just holding her stomach, just looking her back. And then she just turned around and looked at me. I'm like, bruh. You know, I was in the mode. I got a new Xbox playing some Madden. I'm, you know, and I also stream, by the way. Stream, follow me on TikTok and all that shit. I'm, you know, playing some Xbox.
How are they going to follow
when you? I'm going to put it in the link. I'm going to put all that stuff in. When you are in the mode,
in the mood. No?
When you play some Madden, bro, that's the last thing you want to do, bro.
When you're in the gaming mode.
I went, cut off for 2 minutes. Did you actually fall asleep? After that? Yeah. Fall asleep. We woke up. I went to sleep at like 3 o'clock. Woke up. What did we do when we woke up?
I woke up sick.
She woke up sick as shit.
But like in so much pain.
Yeah, sometimes when the bed is just missing me.
No, that's because yesterday I freaking was working outside.
You barely worked.
Like a grown. No, I didn't. I helped my mom out.
Anyways, y'all, what was I saying?
We're trying to change our fence. We're trying to get a new fence in because my dogs, Canelo. He's like making too many holes because there's another dog on the other side, and it's like one of those little yappy dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps like antagonizing him. So we have to put up a new fence.
So yeah, we woke up, went to the gym. Did we do something else?
Went to Dollar Tree. We got some mugs.
Got some mugs to drink coffee. I'm trying to get back to drinking coffee, right? And we had some coffee, had some breakfast. It was cute. It was, we had a good morning slash noon. Okay, I did abs today. What did you do? Legs. She always does legs in the gym, y'all. She don't care about nothing else, which I don't get.
I don't do.
Why don't you want to work out your whole body?
I do legs more than anything else. I do legs 3 times a week. So that's why he's always like, oh, you're always doing legs. No, I just do it 3 times a week. I also do back and arms sometimes. But I just feel like my arms are too, like, they already look like a little, like, big.
It was always like
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then if I feel like if I keep doing, like, workouts, they're just going to get bigger. Mm. So I don't want that. I want to look like a dainty little princess.
But, yeah, now we are doing this podcast. It's like 4. What time is it? 4 o'clock?
It's 5.
It's 5 already?
It was 4:53.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. And this is episode 7. Sit back, relax, listen, whatever you're doing. Oh, we also drop it on Spotify. So you could listen to the audio and watch the visual of the podcast. And yeah, man, there's...
But then you wouldn't be able to see my beautiful face, so...
Yes, if you want to see two handsome-looking motherfuckers, I think you should watch us on YouTube. You feel me? You know this, my shit. I like to call girls handsome.
Okay, but you're not handsome, though.
Why is she capping for the camera? Oh. But, the docket. Let's get into our docket for today. Actually, no. Let me give y'all the fucking...
You're my favorite.
Small talk. Okay.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. Small...
What is that?
Let me do this, bro. Today... What does it say? Oh, okay. Today's inspiration. Match your talent with opportunities that you are passionate about. Germani can't say that shit.
Germani?
Germany.
That's crazy.
Germany. Germany? Leave me alone, bro. Germany Kent said, match your talent with opportunities that you are passionate about. What are you passionate about? What are you passionate about?
My dogs.
I'm passionate about one dog. She has 3 dogs. I got one dog. I fuck with Nella.
You don't fuck with Chloe?
I fuck with Chloe too, but
I'm
see.
I'm passionate about my kitty too.
Huh? Kitty. Your kitty? Yeah, she's an animal. I feel like if you have animals, you shouldn't.
If you have animals?
If you have pets, you shouldn't have kids.
What?
If you have pets, you shouldn't have kids. You already taking care.
That just becomes their brother and sister. Kids. Brother or sister.
You already taking care of kids. And then two, my people, my parents out there, you guys are not scared when you have your little babies around like the big fucking dogs y'all be having? I'd be like, what if one day.
I wouldn't be scared.
You wouldn't be scared if you had a baby and the dog is. You have a big dog next to your baby, bruh?
No, because you know your dog. It's not like it's a random strange dog coming in. Of course, everybody's going to be scared of that. But, like, if it's your dog, you raised that dog, so you know.
Mm.
Like, I wouldn't even be scared of Canelo around my kid. Because Canelo is very reactive towards other dogs, like big dogs. Mm. But he's never been reactive towards, like, small
animals.
Small animals, yeah.
She got 3 dogs, but no.
I think it's because of Mia. Because he kind of grew up with Mia, so he's kind of.
He never.
Cool.
He's fuck with Mia?
No. What do you mean?
Like, try to attack her?
No. So he's always been cool with like smaller because, you know, I guess he feels like they're not really a threat. Mm. But if it comes to like a bigger dog, then yeah.
Okay. I'm passionate about, let me tell you about what I'm passionate about. This, creating content. That's what I love to do. I lose sleep over this shit. I stay up editing all day. Damn, they cooking these niggas. I'm watching the Clippers and the Mavericks game right now. But yeah, I'm passionate about content creation, bro. I got like 8 TikTok pages, 8 Instagram pages, 5 YouTube pages, 5 Twitter pages. I'm on Facebook. You know, Facebook has a one thing I like about you know, Instagram. I mean, Facebook owns Instagram. The owner of
yes.
You know that?
Yes.
So Instagram has this feature where you could post your content straight to your Facebook too. Like you don't have to go on Facebook and post it. Like you could link it.
Yes, I know.
Fire. You feel me? So that's what I'm passionate about.
I removed that.
And I'm passionate about you don't post shit. You don't bullshit.
But like even like your stories.
Like, oh, you can do your stories too. Yeah. Yes, that is true. That is true. Yes. What do you call it? I'm passionate about the gym. I think I'm passionate about the gym. Fitness.
I'm not right now. Well, I think you are. You're still getting back into it.
I get it. You go on your period, so you miss certain days. We don't have to deal with the shit y'all deal with in terms of like.
Yeah,
that's the only why you miss days.
It's a little bit harder because like. It's not just
I want to say harder. It's like y'all have it different than us.
It's harder than y'all then.
I think it's different.
No, because, okay, It's not just 1 week where we're like, oh, I'm off on my period. Like, we also have that week before where it's like you're so drained, you can't do anything. Mm. So it's like you really don't want to go to the gym during that week, but then you know that your period's coming, so you also don't want to go. I mean, some girls do, but I don't, because I'm like, I'm gonna rest this week.
Oh, my watch is dead on. Got a charge. Actually, I'm trying to go on a run today. Actually, yeah. Okay, what else we got? I'm not reading all these fucking words. Hell no, bro.
Well, you just fucking said Germany. I mean,
leave me alone, bruh.
Germany. All right, that's enough.
Tip of the day. Let me do this. Hold on. Use a tip of the day. Use a hair dryer to warm up. What the fuck is this?
Adhesive
stickers.
Before attempting to peel them off to make the process easier and less messy.
I feel like you know that.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Tip of the day. Okay.
Just like when I was doing that, when I was putting the lights up.
That's what you did?
Yeah. Remember?
Oh, yes, you did.
Blow dryer, and I was like, and you were like, bro, it's not going to come off. I'm like, you shut the fuck up. Okay, so since we were talking about pets earlier, would you save, I seen this TikTok where it was like, my boyfriend said he'd save our cat, but not a stranger if they were both drowning.
I'm saving...
What would you save?
My
would
cat. You save? I'm saving Nella. I'm saving You're whatever saving animal I have. Your... I'm saving whatever animal. It's not no... It's not even a brainer. I'm not... I don't know that stranger. So, I have no emotional connection with you. I have nothing with you. Sorry. I'm choosing my animal.
So am I. But a lot of people in the comments were like, oh, how could you save an animal's life or a human's life? But it's like... This is somebody that you see every day. This is somebody that you created a bond with, even if they're not human. What?
Somebody. What? Something. It's not a person.
My babies are somebody.
Oh, my God.
This is somebody that you created a bond with. It's not just somebody, like, a random stranger. Like, I don't know this person. Why wouldn't I save the person that I... Why wouldn't I save my pet? That makes no sense. Of course I'm going to put my pet's life over a human's life. Even if it's an animal, it's my fucking animal.
Yeah, that's not even hard. I think, I don't know, either these people who are pick the other person, either you don't have a pet. I really
or like
think
you
that's
really
what it
don't
is.
Don't care about your pets, because there's no way I'm putting a stranger's life over my pet.
That person's going to move on, and I'm going back to my house without Nella.
Somebody that I love, my pet. I love my pet more than like anything in the world. And you're telling me I'm going to let my pet die for somebody I don't even know?
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Stupid. And people who get mad at the fact that people would rather save a pet over a human's life.
Who gets mad at that?
It's just like...
If whoever, like I said, whoever is mad about it, they just don't have a pet.
That people will be
because
like,
most
oh,
people who have pets, they love the fuck out their pets.
How could you put an animal over a human's life? Who the fuck cares? People die every single day.
Quick question.
That don't mean that my pet gotta die today.
The only...
It was your turn to die, brother.
The only thing... What if it's somebody you know?
Who is it, though? Who do I know?
What if your friend... No, your brothers.
Which brother?
Family. Damn! What the... Damn.
Which brother?
Anthony.
Over which pet?
Nella. Get the... Dude, better not pick it! That's hard.
I'm picking Anthony. But this is a different like scenario, because it's somebody that you actually know over your own pet. It's like
that's
it's somebody
really
that
hard,
you're close to. Like, you know why? Because I wouldn't be able to like look my mom in the face after and be like,
yeah.
Oh, I saved Nella, but
yeah. I get
I
that.
Let your son die.
What about your
type shit?
Your father. Who are you saving? Your father's drowning or whatever it is. You could whoever it is. Okay, wait, I know who it is. Your dad. Your dad or any of your pet. I think it's we saying that, bro.
I would get the bar.
I was. Well, I don't know. Fuck my dad.
Bro. I think I'll save my dad. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like when these people, yeah. You.
I'll save my
you
dad.
You can get another pet. You will never get another father.
Yes, you can.
I mean, yeah, you could find a stepdad that treats you better than your dad.
That stepped up. but no, I'll save my dad just simply off the fact that he has like younger kids.
Yeah, that is
so
true.
It's like
so it will be on you.
Them, yeah,
they will look up to you.
Their father.
My big sister
saved her dog. Over
take care of us. Come take care of us. You know what I mean?
It's not even that. It's just like, because obviously if they like, if my dad one day like dies, it's like, okay, yeah, I know I'm gonna have to like kind of step up because I am the older sister. Mm. But it's just more of the fact that they're younger, so they're not gonna understand. Because I know that one day he's gonna die, but they're too young to understand that, and then they kind of like lost the father too early in life.
Lost the father too early in life. Oh
yeah. So that's the only reason I would see my dad over.
Yeah, I'm not saving my dad. I don't know. I don't have any pets. If I'm in a situation where I gotta save
Nala
or my father,
I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker, if you don't save my dog.
I don't know. I feel like it might be easier.
But you know what's also something? It's like if a pet is drowned in this scenario, right? A pet is drowning over a human. The pet is an innocent bystander. A human, you should have that survival instinct.
What like, the fuck?
You got more of an opportunity to survive than the pet does, so I'm gonna help the pet because they're just an innocent animal. You might be a killer.
Mm-mm.
And then I saved you, and then I die.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. I'm saving my pet, bro.
I don't care who the hell that stranger is. It could be the damn Pope.
Miley Cyrus.
That's not a stranger to me.
Who are you saving?
That's the love of my life.
Who are you saving?
My dog.
I was about to say, you're bugging.
I'm not saving.
I'm like, yo, you're bugging, bro.
I'm not saving my
life. Okay, next docket. Next thing we got. What is one weird smell that you love? I'll go first. Me is gasoline. The smell of gasoline does something. I love any gasoline. I don't know. Premium. What's the other one? Diesel. Plus. Regular. The smell of it. I love it.
I love rain.
The smell of rain.
When it's about to rain, ooh, it's just like so, the air is so like, I don't even know how to explain it. You could just tell it's about to rain because of the way that I smelled outside.
Really?
Yeah. And then when it's actually like, not like pouring rain, but when it's starting to like drizzle, the air smells so much different than it normally does. And that it just smells so good. I don't know how
what to else? Do you have a second one?
What is it? A random...
That you love. Yeah, a random smell that you like.
I mean, there's a lot, but...
Do you have a close second?
I don't have one that's like...
What about one that you hate?
Gasoline.
You hate the smell of gasoline?
Hate the smell of gasoline. I hate the smell of, like, when somebody's cutting their lawn. They're, like, mowing their lawn. I hate that smell. It's just like, it gives me a headache. And, like, at my job... Mm. I feel like they be cutting the freaking grass on either side of the building, mm-hmm. like every day. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're cutting the grass. And I'm just like, bruh, you guys are killing me here. I hate the smell of it.
What smell did I hate? I can't say something that's obvious. It got to be a random. What is it? Weird smell that you, yeah. The smell of.
Oh, I also hate the smell of cooking.
Really? It's the certain thing. The smell of, sometimes the smell of eggs gross me out. Like, the aftermath, there's a weird smell. The eggs, when you're cooking eggs, sometimes it has. And it grosses me out to the point I don't even want to eat the eggs. Like, I can't, you know, finish it I can't.
No.
Yeah.
The smell of cooking is just... I don't like
any cooking.
Even if I like the dish, I don't like the smell of like the kitchen being used.
Every time I cook, she leaves.
Yeah,
she
I always go to my door. Room, close the door.
I don't know. I could be making the. I could make some rice.
You could be making rice, yeah, and I'm just.
There's leaving. No smell in rice. She's like, you know what, bro? I'm gonna go in the room.
Yeah.
You feel me?
He can be boiling water, and I'm going in that fucking room. I just don't like the smell of a kitchen being used.
Yeah.
I don't even like, you know, when we make cookies, I don't even like the smell of that.
Really?
I don't. I hate it. Ooh, and then the smell of milk. I hate that the fucking.
I don't like how milk
my
smells.
My clothes start smelling like it, and then I just have to smell that shit all day.
When I smell milk, I can't smell like even the, yeah. I don't even like tasting milk.
I love milk.
Milk. When I taste, what do you call it? I only like it when I'm dipping in my cookies. But like straight people who drink milk.
But aren't you lactose intolerant?
No.
I love, love, love
people that drink
glass of milk.
Ooh. People that just drink milk like straight to the top with nothing. Weird. You niggas are crazy. That's not, milk is not good to
I
the
love
point, bro.
Milk.
I remember once I did that, bro, I almost threw up. A milk is disgusting to drink a glass of milk.
Of milk.
And you just drink
amazing.
It like it's water. Ew, y'all niggas are nasty.
I want to churl.
And
we should get some after.
And this fucking, what was I saying?
I love milk. Oh my God.
Hell nah, bro.
If there's something that, okay, what's one thing?
Even
one thing that you could.
Almond milk gross me out.
Oh,
even
I
though,
hate almond milk. Ugh.
Even that shit gross me
I
out,
I hate the taste of almond milk. I can't, I don't know how you guys switch from, how you switch from regular milk and then go to almond milk and think that it tastes good. I don't like almond milk. I've never been the type to like switch up. Like if I'm making coffee, I can never have it if there's
but
almond milk
the,
in it.
That's the one you should drink though.
Nah, I'm gonna stick to my cows, bro.
Nah, bro. That shit is.
Shout out to my cows. I wish I had a, no, never mind. I was gonna say I wish I had a cow just so I could like milk it every day for me.
What would you rather own? Nah. A cow or a horse?
A cow. I feel like, have you ever seen those videos of people cuddling with cows?
I just seen a girl.
But I feel like if I ever
have
a
horse.
Pet, I wouldn't. If I ever have a pet that I eat, not like that I eat that pet, but like, let's say a cow. If I have a cow, I feel like that would stop me from eating.
Eating what?
Beef. Like, I couldn't, like, I wouldn't be able to eat beef after that.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm eating him.
Every time I see a cow,
her.
I don't really think that,
oh her,
shit.
Right?
I don't.
Because cows are girls and bulls are men. There's no male cows.
Bulls.
There was
Listen.
This one time that my neighbors had chickens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of their egg hopped through the fence because we had those wired fences.
Mm.
It hopped through it and I took it. I took it. I grabbed my Easter basket and I put like warm stuff there and I would sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was small. But I would sit on it to like make it hatch. Are you even paying attention to me?
I am. I'm listening to you. I don't have to.
Yes, you should.
Just say what you. I'm listening to you.
So, yeah, I took the egg and I tried to, like, make it hatch itself. And then one day I came in my room. That shit's gone. I'm like, where the fuck is my egg? And my mom had thought that it was one of the eggs from the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
From the fridge. So she put it back in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I stopped eating eggs for years. Like, I would never eat eggs because it would gross me out the fact that I thought it was my egg. So I stopped eating eggs for years. So I know for a fact if I get a cow, I'm stopped. I will never eat beef again.
Speaking of eggs, Kenny, shout out to Kenny.
Wait, what was that?
Kenny, you fucking bastard. This nigga put boiled eggs with peanut butter. For his pre-workout.
And what else did he have on that plate? Wasn't it more?
It was no. Eggs and peanut butter.
Oh, I know his farts was. One fart.
My brother.
Clear the gym out.
My brother. That's some serial killer pre-workout. I don't give a fuck. There's different. Kenny, I hope you know there are different pre-workouts you can go with. You don't have
pre-workout
to choose
meals.
This option of boiled eggs with peanut butter on top of it for your pre-workout. There's no way that shit tastes good. Boiled eggs, the yellow part. First of all, the yellow part disgusts me.
The yolk.
The yolk. Yes, yeah. I can't. Like, I can't. If I eat the yolk, I gotta eat. I gotta eat it with the white part.
Really?
I can't eat it like that.
Like,
hell,
like scrambled in together, or like you know how like
I can't. You know, sometimes they take out the yolk and do whatever. I can't. No, that's disgusting, bro. I can't eat the. If I eat the yolk, it has to be the whole egg. I can't eat just. The yellow part. When you boil the eggs, the yellow.
So you eat the yolk if it's together. I can't even do that. Like if you give me a boiled egg, I'm gonna take the yolk out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna only eat the white part.
I'm
not eating that yolk.
I can.
The only way I can eat yolk is if I'm eating scrambled eggs. That's it.
This is what I do. I put a little lemon. Mm-hmm. Patience is what we do. Put a little lemon juice, just a little squeeze of it, and we put a little like black pepper and some salt and whatever season you want, and then you eat it with eggs. I mean with spaghetti. Usually that's what we do. We make some spaghetti and we cut it in half, put it, and eat it. But bro, peanut butter and eggs, fucking crazy, fucking crazy. A good pre-workout y'all should do: peanut butter, bagel, honey, and some bananas. That's a good pre-workout. If you want a good pre-workout, do that one. Okay? Do that. I seen the pre-workout people do that. They put salt and honey. And they put the honey on their hand and they eat it. And they said, ooh, and one. Okay, Kenny, you're fucking crazy for that. Crazy for that. Okay, let's move on to something else. We are, 43 minutes into the podcast.
Okay, I want to do the Am I the Asshole?
Go ahead.
So I watched this TikTok where this lady was asking, am I the asshole for, what the fuck was she even saying? Okay, am I the asshole for wanting to kick out my oldest daughter, 19, for trying to teach my youngest daughter, 17, how to have sex?
That's crazy.
So when I first saw that, I was like, yes.
Wait. Teach.
Am I the asshole for wanting to kick out my oldest daughter for trying to teach my youngest daughter, 17, how to have sex?
Mm-hmm.
When I first saw that, my immediate reaction was like, yes, you are an asshole. Because as the oldest sister, I'm the oldest sister, right? So as an older sister, I feel like it's kind of like, it kind of falls on you as well to like try to talk to your younger siblings about sex, and like you should be like, you know, teach them like the basics of like how to like stay protected, like, you know what I'm trying
the
to say.
The only thing you
like
should teach.
Have the sex talk with them, because obviously that's something that the parents should do as well, but not all parents try to have that conversation. So like me, I've had that conversation with my two youngest sisters. I had the conversation with my brothers. And I had that conversation with my two youngest sisters, too, because my dad is one person that doesn't speak about that. So it's like, I want.
She said teach him or talk to him about sex. It's two different things.
She said teach.
What are you teaching your sibling?
Okay, yeah. That part was weird. But to me, I took it as in, like, you're teaching your daughter. I mean, you're teaching your younger sister about sex, like, you know, safe sex. That's what I took it as, because that's what I've done. So I took it as that. That's why I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm gonna teach
your sister.
I'm gonna teach my sister about safe sex.
You did it before?
Yeah.
Or you have? No, I haven't. What did you tell them?
I just told them, like, you know, about protection, about, like, you know, you don't ever have to feel forced to do it. Like, you know, the basics. Like,
okay.
If you ever, like, have any questions, like, you can ask me. Shit like that, right? So I was like, yeah, you're kind of the asshole for that, because
kicking him out is kind of extreme.
Yeah. So then she continued to keep talking about why, how she was teaching the daughter to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that the daughter, the 19-year-old daughter, was filming herself having sex with her boyfriend and then showing the video to the 17-year-old daughter so she can learn how to have sex.
That's
and I was
crazy.
Like, what?
That's fucking crazy. What? That's fucking crazy.
I was like,
crazy.
Yeah, nah, never mind.
That's fucking crazy.
I would never, ever in my life record myself having sex to teach my younger siblings how to
Are
have
you serious?
Sex. Like, yes.
There's a video of this?
Yes, on TikTok.
The mama said it? How long is the video?
Hold on.
You recorded yourself having sex and you showed your
it's
sibling.
A minute and 33 seconds.
You showed your sibling?
Yes.
You having sex so that.
That to me is just wrong. It's giving.
That's
like,
fucking crazy.
It's giving weird. Because why do you want your little sister to see you and your boyfriend having sex? To teach her how to fuck.
Yeah, I'm about to kick you out for real. No,
I'm kicking you out. 100%. No, I'm kicking you out.
Kick out.
I'm kicking you out. Yeah.
Kick out. Yeah. Are you guys kicking out?
You're grown enough to know that that's weird.
Are you guys kicking out?
She's 19. She's not like a child.
No, but 17?
17 what?
17 is okay. You could have sex.
No. But that's the thing.
It's not.
If she was to just like how I did, like have a conversation about like, you know, you're getting older now. Like you might want to experiment with your body and stuff like that. Like if you're having a conversation with them about safe sex, cool. But if you're going out your way to record yourself having sex just for you to show your younger sister how she should be fucking.
No, that's kind of crazy.
It's nuts.
I know. It is nuts.
It's
I'm
nuts.
I'm not going to hold you. It is nuts. Oh my God. Luca. Sorry, y'all. He's playing fucking trash. But kicking you out.
That's weird. It's weird.
It is weird.
It's giving like you kind of you kind of grooming your, younger clap. Son out.
Sorry.
Pay attention to the podcast.
Sorry, bro.
It's giving like you kind of like.
Look at you looking at it too.
You, but I'm not reacting to it. So it's giving that you kind of like. It's giving a little bit of grooming.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts. I'm not gonna hold you. It's not the fact that. Okay, that's my youngest sister. When we're 17. She's 17. She's not like young, young. This is not a 12, 13 year old. 17 and 19, 2 years apart. Cool. It's the fact that, why are you doing that? I would like, yo, she's,
why are you
I wouldn't go in with the energy, yo, you're young, she's young. No, she's 17. Most kids, they have sex 16 in high school. They lose their virginity. They have sex.
She was teaching her how to fuck. Like,
wait,
how
she a virgin?
No, I don't even know if she's a virgin.
Did she say
that? She's teaching her how she should be fucking. That's
my
the
brother.
Thing.
They are the thing they are different things.
Why are you trying to
that's
teach
weird.
Your,
that's
your
weird.
Younger sibling how they should be?
I would I'm like, yo, you're weird.
Yeah,
like, yo, come here, bro.
If I'm the 17 year old sister, I'm gonna be like, bro, why the fuck are you showing me this?
If I'm a 17 year old, I'm saying as a parent, if I'm going to with the like, if I find about this, I'm gonna go, yo, why the fuck? Why do you think that's okay?
Exactly, but
that's weird. Don't do.
But
don't
even
ever
as,
do that shit
even
again.
If I'm, let's say I'm the younger sibling, the 17 year old, I'm the youngest, the sibling, whatever. I'm looking at you weird too. Why are you showing? Because at this age, we're grown. Like, I'm kind of grown.
17,
grown,
you're pretty
grown,
fucking young, bro.
But grown enough.
I feel like when we get older, I'm sorry to cut you off. As you get older, what happened?
I'm in the middle of a conversation. You cut me off. You don't like me cutting you off, but you can cut me off.
You can. No, but I say, hold on.
Anyways, because you're going to explain something and I haven't even finished saying what I was saying.
Good, bro.
17, you're not grown, but you're grown enough to the point where you've already probably started experimenting with your body. Right? Because most people are losing their virginity at what age?
I don't know.
Like 16, 17?
Yeah, around that age.
Well, now they're even younger losing
ridiculous,
that shit.
By the way.
It's crazy. My little sister's telling me how like there's people in middle school. She's in what, 7th grade? Mm. Middle school already losing their virginity. And I'm just like.
Blood clot.
I was still playing with brats.
What?
I was dead ass still playing with brat stones in middle school. I was not thinking about it. I was still even scared to kiss a guy in middle school. But
now that's kind of
generations
crazy.
Change, so.
That's kind of crazy.
Anyways, what was I saying?
That is kind of crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get, yeah, if I'm in a bad situation, I'm not going to kick you out. But I don't know. I'm going to tell you, don't ever do that shit again. And I'm going to be like, how long has this been going on? And why the fuck?
Why would you want your younger sibling to see you have sex?
Okay, I will use the example as this. Do you know how? Okay, imagine if I did that. Imagine, hey, son, whatever it is, and I say, that's fucking crazy.
No. Even if it was the other way, if you were a guy and you're showing your little sister, your little sister.
No, I'm saying like if I'm a parent, right, and I have a son or a daughter. Like, hey, you want to talk about sex? And I'm trying to
see. We're going
to
keep it the same way.
Jail!
The same way that the situation is. If the older sister was a male, a 19-year-old man, showing his 17-year-old sister a video of her fucking to teach her how to fuck, that would be looked at weird, wouldn't it? So why is it not as bad as the daughter doing it? Like, it would be 10 times worse. Like, it would be seen 10 times worse if it was an older brother showing his younger sister. So it should
this
be held.
This is weird.
It should be held to the same like
the board. It just screams weird.
Yeah. I would kick out my son if my 19-year-old son is showing my 17-year-old daughter videos of him fucking. I'm kicking out my son. So I would do the same thing with my daughter.
Think about the amount of shit, like weird shit that be happening. Like you don't, like what? What do you? How would you guys react with the situation if you find out your that?
19-year-old daughter is
showing videotape
of herself having sex with her boyfriend.
With a boyfriend to her 17-year-old sister. What would you guys do? Would you kick her out? Or how would you guys react? What would be the punishment? What would happen? But at the end of the day, they both young. I really believe.
You're old enough to know not to do that, though.
Yeah, you should have to come and say that's some kind of crazy shit, bro. I don't know. Okay. Either way you look at it.
Since we're talking about weird shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a transgender registered sex offender that was A transgender registered sex offender has been snapped in a creepy mugshot after he was allegedly trying to snatch a child from a Colorado elementary school. Mm-hmm. And this is the guy.
You gotta put your hand behind. Oh, yeah, or. They see it?
Can you see it?
Damn! He's ugly as fuck. Let me see. Hold on. Let me try it.
Wait. Did you just fart?
That's him?
Yes.
That's ugly motherfucker.
The way that even, like, me as a grown-up, this motherfucker would have scared the shit out of me if I seen him in public. I could only imagine the fear that those little kids were going through. And he tried to snatch one of them? Are you serious? And I think I saw the report where it's like, I don't even think the teachers noticed, but the kids noticed and they started saying, like, stranger danger type shit. I would be so terrified if I saw this man.
I know that nigga's ugly, bro. Is that a dick?
No, that was a...
I thought that was a... What the fuck? Bro.
But yeah, that's crazy. That is... People are calling him a zombie sex offender. This motherfucker looked dead. He don't look like he's
He looks alive. Like a zombie. He looks like a... Bro.
Yeah. Like, I would probably cry if I saw that motherfucker in real life. Especially coming up to me. Oh my God, I'm running so fast. You're not even gonna see me.
Crazy as fuck. What do you call it? Did we talk about the... Well, last week we talked about Chris Brown and responded to Quavo.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to the Quavo one?
I tried to, but it kind of bored me, so I got off of it.
It was like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it bored me, though. So I got off of it.
Yeah,
so
let's...
I didn't really care to, like...
Quavo responded with... What is it called? Over Hoes and Bitches. And... It didn't hit the same.
It
didn't hit the same. It felt like... Number one, I think he repeated the same thing. What happened? He repeated the same thing he said from the previous song. He's saying he was going to beat me, he was going to do this, he was going to do that. It just didn't hit the same. I think Chris Brown definitely won this. Hopefully, I'm low-key tired of, we don't need to go back and forth. I feel like a beef could just be one song versus one song, and we'll move on. We don't have to sit there and, Nigga, we grown as fuck.
What? You was the one that said,
No. I don't.
J. Cole shouldn't have apologized for whatever. He should have just kept going back and forth.
That's a different thing. He should have just kept the song. Leave it out. Fuck it. If he responded, boo. But I'm just saying, now people are still talking about the Kendrick and Drake shit, bro.
I don't think they are.
Yes, in my timeline,
I think
all these niggas, yo, Terrence, I'm the one of the twins. Oh, what is Kendrick, bro? Fuck, bro. Drake, what he said. Like That Kid, Like That is still hard. Okay, Like That is still going crazy. Whenever he responds, bro. It doesn't make Kendrick, oh, he's pussy, bro. But whenever they respond. It's not that serious.
But did Kendrick ever? He didn't.
Really, he didn't like that. He didn't respond.
All he really said was, "Oh, yeah, but the big three, it's just big
fucked, and he said, and so, he shot at Drake again.
He still hasn't like had a response to Drake's, right?
No, but I'm saying, why are we rushing that for? Drake took two weeks, and apparently Kendrick is dropping an album next month, bro. We don't need to rush shit. Whenever he drops it, he drops it, bro. It doesn't make, oh, he lost. What if he comes back?
Yeah, that's true. We should stop, like, being like, oh, you got 24 hours to respond.
Because no, you don't. No, you don't, bro. Whenever you respond, if you can respond 2 months later, it don't fucking matter, bro.
We're still going to listen. Exactly. We're still going to react.
Y'all saying, oh, my God, exactly. Oh, you still going to bump. Like she said, you still going to click play and listen to what he said.
Yeah. So, but coming back to Quavo and Chris Brown, Quavo had a concert in Connecticut, and it's going viral because of the fact that...
Is that true?
That shit was empty.
One thing I realized, but a lot of shit I see on it now, I don't really believe it. Is that really true?
Well, there was another video under it where this guy was actually at the concert, and he's saying... Basically, people are saying that...
That's petty as fuck.
Chris Brown pulled the 50 and, like, bought all the tickets so that... It's empty,
mm-hmm.
But that's not confirmed, so we don't really know if he actually did that shit, but people are just, like, cracking jokes about it. So, if that is Quavo's concert, and that shit
I seen empty, a pic, yeah, like, there's a whole, like, there's, like, a little crowd,
empty.
There's a little crowd in front of the thing, and it's just, like, the whole back is empty.
And people are saying, oh, those are just the people that helped set up the stage.
Wow.
Like,
what do you even do? If you pull up, and if you're an artist, you pull up to...
To an empty,
what do you do?
The arena?
No, you still gotta perform, bro.
Yeah, I feel like Damn, but that shit must be like a
humbling moment.
A hit.
Like, it definitely got to be a hit.
But I feel like I would still perform because at least, like, you know, the people who actually showed up for me, they shouldn't have to pay for it. So it's like,
no, you got to perform. They paid for it.
I'll probably even make it like better for them. You know how
meet
like
and greet. But yeah, that's what I do. Yo, pics after the show.
I'd be like, yo, come up on the stage.
Come up on the stage. It happens,
the
bro.
The people who are actually like sitting in the bleachers.
Come
you know,
up. Right. Bring in that guy who's like, up the show. It. Yes. Pump. Everybody pull up after the show. I'm going to do meet and greet, take pictures. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's all about how you look at it. Yes.
I feel like that would even work out better for you because it's like, people are going to see that.
Oh, this thing is, exactly. People are going
to
be like,
maybe we can go to the next concert and then we'll have the same experience.
Exactly. Like, don't look at it like, bro, life, bro, you're going to have time where you're going to have to be humble. You're going to have your moments.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're not, at the end of the day, you're not Beyonce. You're not Rihanna, bro. You know, you're going to have those moments.
Especially because he's just now going solo, right?
Exactly. They all like taking
their solo
route.
So it's like, you're not like, like the Migos together,
right? Now it's,
we're the ones that had like
right, the biggest, right?
Individually, I feel like you kind of have to work up from that. Like JT and Young Miami, they're starting off at like, I think JT had a show in a bar and stuff like that. Like you have to kind of like start from the bottom if you're like splitting up, but not all the time. Because look at Harry Styles, when Harry Styles split away from
the group.
One Direction, he's still pretty big, so it's like,
yeah, yeah, that's what I would do if I'm gonna pull up to a show and yeah, and all, most of it's an empty arena, whatever it is, you know. Hopefully, how much money do you think? It's probably not a lot. It's probably not a lot. The what? Money, if Chris Brown did buy it, like let's say if he did do that, we don't know if it's true or not.
It depends on how much he was selling tickets for.
How much you think a Quavo ticket would cost, bro? Especially the back seat. You think what? He's $500. You feel me? That's why a lot of these people, these artists or rappers are having these shows and they're not selling out because y'all want to charge motherfuckers an arm and a leg to go. Like, nigga, you need to know you're not Beyonce. You're not going to be putting on, you know, that much of a great performance like Beyonce would. Be fair, you know. Why are you charging niggas $500 for? God damn, it's a good pass. But yeah, bro. How many times, bro? You have scrolled back and forth. Just click.
It's your time. No, I already brought up two. It's your turn, brother.
But I'm just saying, like, there's nothing. This is what you're doing
because I want to see which one I'm gonna do next.
We could easily go whatever it is.
All right, so big one.
Easily, okay. Oh, I see this. Lil Boozy video, right? Boozy estate. He built his kids their own two-story house on his property. Like there's like he has a big fucking land and has houses all over the land
for his kids.
That's so fucking fire.
Yeah,
that is so fire, bro. I'm like, damn. And what do you call it? The house is like kind of like right next to each other. It's like a little community he built for his kids. That's so smart. That means not, bro. Your kids are literally set. If you're telling me, bro.
I feel like if I could do that, I would do that shit too.
Huh?
If I had the money that he has and in order to do that, I would do that shit too.
Bro, that is so fire. These kids, you see, this is what it's all about. If these kids turn out to be bums or turn out to fail at life, you can't say, you know what? My dad, bro. So does that mean what? If you build a house, do you have a mortgage? Not really. You build it. It's my land. I'm not paying land for the land, whatever the fuck it is. I built the house.
Do you pay taxes? No, on the
maybe
other
you
land?
Make for the land. That's it. And he probably could pay all that. Can you imagine your parent building you a house, a two story house? And it's not like he went to Amazon and bought a house,
like a shed house.
Yeah, the shed house, which is crazy that Amazon have that. We have that for real. You feel me? He built two-story houses for, oh, I don't know how many kids he got. I don't know if it's 6, 7, 8 kids. How many kids he got? But shout out to Boozy for that. I said, I'm like, damn, that's very P.
It is, because a lot of famous people, I feel like, would they do that? I haven't seen like that many like famous people do that, especially even if they have
It's very
kids.
Different. Yeah, I don't think anybody
has thought of like
thought of that way. I feel like a lot of famous people, they buy their kids probably cars and
they buy their
give
own
them money,
houses,
buy their own like, house
separate.
Yeah, like, separate. To have your, and it's a big fucking estate. The shit is like acres of land, like big ass land. And to be honest, that's like, what do you call it? The biggest thing you could do, owning land. Like I own land.
I would love to do that though. Because I've seen like regular people do it. Like mm-hmm. they'll buy land and then they'll build their own houses for like family to be together. That's I fire. Feel like that's fire. Like that's if so I could have fire. A if I could have a little like spot where
right.
it's like my mom's little, there, I'm here, like my brother, fire. My other brothers.
That's
like,
low. Yeah,
that shit would be fire. Because it's
as
like
fuck, bro.
We're not really gonna like.
We have our own space.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that would be fire.
That would be fire as fuck.
You don't even need to build a big house. You literally,
or like you buy land next to each other.
Right, you buy a big land or buy yeah. land right next to
and
each other.
You build your own house. That's just fire.
That is fire, bro. Oh my god. Think about it. If let's say you know what, you don't even want to build a mansion. You don't even want to do that. You just want to, guys.
Just a regular.
A regular house. It could just be. It really could just be a one. When we went to that cabin, one big room, like a just a. How do you call it? Just a room where the kitchen is here. Bed is here, bathroom, boom, 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 is mad nice, and we all have our own car. That's fire. That's fire, bro. His kids should be happy.
But you said something like, if his kids turn out to be, what'd you say?
Like, bad in life, like, you know, if they turn out bad, they can't blame the father.
That's true.
The hell you gonna, bro, you... I give you a house.
What do you think about like those people that would be like, oh, if you give your kids everything, they're never going to know what hard work is, or they're never going to like, you know, have to work hard for anything because daddy has always given and given and given.
Multiple things can be true. I think if you put your kid in the best position to take stress off their back where they don't have, I think that's better. I feel like just because you give your kids, right, you set them up, bro, it doesn't mean they're going to become...
Successful
or they're gonna be ungrateful. They really, you know, bro,
you mean appreciative?
Appreciative. Oh yeah, appreciative or ungrateful. They be like, you know, bro, I really appreciate where my dad put me in life, where a lot of people, they don't have this.
Wait, well, what are you saying? You don't think they're gonna be
appreciative? No, I think they, most kids, bro, if you good to your kids, they're gonna appreciate it, bro. But I don't think it's gonna, I feel like it's the, if the things that you give your kids.
But you know what?
Sometimes like, right? Instead of giving your kid, yo, here's $40,000, $50,000. Let's say you rich as fuck. I rather, yo, here's a house. Like, when you give, like, if you give somebody money, I rather give you a house for your birthday.
But what if you're giving them that money for their business?
Like, no, that's different.
What
okay.
if they want, what if they want a business and then you give them, like, a front?
Yeah, that's fine.
You give them, like, a front, like, oh, here's $50,000.
That's fine.
Your business.
That's, yo, not the fucking Clippers. Want to know
what
the game.
And what house is $50,000?
What do you mean?
You say might as well buy them a house. What if I only got
$50,000? No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I'd rather give you something that's more valuable than money to me. Like if I have a rich parent and they tell me, yo, we're going to give you a car. We're going to give you $50,000 a house. Give me the fucking house. Okay, a house that's paid off, right? A house that's paid off.
I feel like a house never gets paid off. That's just a
story. No, if you built a house. Okay, of course. Okay, obviously. Like, okay, you're going to pay the property tax. Let's say you're in a situation where, you know what? The house is paid off. You have everything. Boom, 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 boom. I'm taking that instead of the money. Fuck these niggas, man. But, yeah, man. Shout out to Boozy for that. I thought I was very, 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 very pee of Boozy, man. And usually Boozy is in the news or is in the media for the wrong reasons.
We should have spoke about this after the gender roles.
What is that? We can still talk about it. We talk about most things on the thing.
On the pod.
On the pod. Oh, you deleted them?
Yeah.
Okay, I just seen this tweet. Stop moving, please. You're hitting my legs.
Sorry.
I just seen this tweet before I started the pod. If I pay for your nails and toes for 1 week, the next week you should pay for my cut. If I plan the date 1 week, you plan the next one. If I pay for one of your bills 1 month, buy a nigga some shoes or something the next month. The point is, trick back or get the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody tolerating that one-sided tricking no more. That shit broke as hell. And a lot of people, it was a lot of mixed responses that I seen from that tweet. But I don't think, I don't like, I disagree with the tweet though. Because it's like, it's giving more like you counting favors than anything. I get it. You want, it's reciprocation, but the way you put the tweet, oh, if I buy this next week or next week, I expect something from you because I did this. It's like, you know what? It would be nice to get some reciprocation, but it's like, if I do something for you.
But I feel like it's just the way you look at it though, because we're like that with the drinks.
Well, yes.
Even though it's like something.
Yes or no.
Oh, did you get it last time or did I? And yes. We can, it's not, but we're not looking at it as in like, oh. Sorry. We're not looking at it as in like that way though. We're just like, okay, you get it this time, I'll get it next time. You get it this time, I'll get it next time. You see?
But yes, I see what you mean. But I feel like it's more, I don't know. I see what you mean. You want, okay, I see what he means. Reciprocation in there. It's like, okay, it's like, okay, boom, boom, boom. You got me, I got you. But it's like, I don't think you should look at doing something about it. And then, yo, if I do it this time, then you, I don't think you should look at it that way. Though I don't think, okay, even though, okay, we've been doing that with the drinks late, like, okay, you got the drink, but there was a time you did it, you did it like 2 or 3 times, 3 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't do nothing for you. Look, oh, you know what? Oh, if I pay for your nails, or next week, you gotta pay for my haircut. That's how more I'm looking at it. It's like, oh, now I owe you. Where it should be like, you do something, I do it for you. And then I would appreciate it, you know, if you reciprocate. I feel
like it just has to come out of you naturally.
Naturally, exactly. It shouldn't, it's giving
it
more like.
It shouldn't never be, yeah, I can see what you're saying.
It's now. Giving
it
more like.
It should never be like, oh, I'm going to do this just so like,
and I'm expecting a haircut next week yeah. from you. No, it shouldn't
like,
be
if you're
going
to do something, just do it for her. Genuinely.
Right. And then if you're going to see, you know what, damn, I'm
and
always
if she's
always,
not doing it, then you're going to look.
Exactly.
She don't like you.
Because people that like you will really reciprocate energy. If somebody doesn't reciprocate energy, if I promise you, she don't like you.
Bro. That whole tricking shit or whatever, everybody's a trick if they like you.
Yes. Literally.
I'm a trick if I like you. You're a trick. It don't matter. If you like somebody, you're going to spend money.
You're going to spend money.
I guarantee you.
So if you would have got a girl out there, bro, you always spending. She never offers a hand. She's probably just using you to get what she wants. That's it. But she don't genuinely give a fuck about you. That's it.
The only way I won't is if I'm broke.
Exactly.
Even if I like you, I can't do it because I'm broke.
Right.
But it's like, hell no. Most of the time, if I like you, I'm going to spend money on you. If I don't like you, then I'm just going to let you keep
or
buying me shit.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, I want to talk about the, I don't know if you see, a lot of stuff in there, bro, you don't know if it's real or fake now.
Yeah, that's true.
That you'll be like, yo, are they doing it for clout? Because people will do things for clout. And attention, there's a bunch of shit we saw. Oh my God, do you see what this girl said? Or if I found out it was a lie.
Yeah, there's so many people that are lying on social media.
You don't even know if it's true or not. Like, do I even waste my time to talk about this? Mm-hmm. That girl that I talk about, oh, she married a guy after 4 weeks out of jail. They got married, the baby on the way, all this type of shit.
There's this girl on Twitter. Twitter, TikTok, who you probably seen on your For You page. She claims that her baby daddy, no, her man, she met this man in prison. He was there for 7 years. As soon as he got out, they moved in together. They have a baby on the way. They got married.
And he moved in.
Yeah, he moved in.
Mm-hmm.
In a span of four.
Four weeks. All this shit happened in 4 weeks.
In a span of 4 weeks, they did all that together.
I was like, how? I was looking at it. I went to her page to see. I'm like, it's giving you that you're doing this for likes and to be the topic of on TikTok.
But you know what? We're going to give you that topic. We're going to give you the spotlight, the attention for 5 seconds.
I don't believe. There's no way.
Even if it's not true, there might be some bitches out there that are doing that shit, though.
Huh?
Even if the situation is true, or it is true, whatever. There are some women out there who love a man in jail.
In jail, which is crazy,
which
bro.
Is ridiculous.
There's no way. If I'm a girl, I'm dating somebody, I'm doing all that and it's been... Yeah, it doesn't add up. There's no way you're that dumb. Married, a baby, moved in, and it's been four weeks.
But there
after
are,
7 years in jail.
There are some women who are that... There's a whole show about it. I think it's called like Lockdown or Lock... Something
about that. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Where it's like women who are in relationships with men in prison or men in jail. And it's like, why? I seen this clip from it on TikTok. Uh-huh. And you know how like Ring cameras and stuff? He has a Ring camera or like a camera of some sort in her room.
To and see? And he's in jail?
Yes, he's in jail. So he's allowed to have a phone in there or whatever. He watches her all day. Every day he watches who comes in her house. And it's like, girl, this man is controlling as fuck, and he's controlling you from jail. What do you think he's gonna do when he gets out? And she has two young kids, and it's like, why are you so stupid? Why are you okay with letting a man that's in jail, obviously doesn't make great decisions because he ended up in jail, you dumb bitch.
I mean,
pisses me off. Around your fucking young kids. Don't piss me off. You guys are terrible mothers.
Yeah, I'm not. Ain't no way if I have a daughter or like, sister or that's cousin,
you're showing your young kids.
You telling me, yo, this is my man who he just got out of prison for 7 years.
Like you met him.
We got
in jail.
A baby.
Stupid.
We got a thing. He moved in with me. I would look at you. Are you fucking dumb?
Stupid.
Are you fucking dumb?
If my friends ever came up to me and be like, "Oh, I met this man," I'm like, "Oh, cool. Where'd you meet him? Oh, he
just got out of jail, girl.
No, he's in jail. I met him in jail. What the fuck do you mean?"
Some people just be straight.
And then they be losers, having a relationship with somebody.
Straight losers.
Who they can't even be around. Who like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Be holding a random man down. For what?
Niggas are crazy, bro.
What? Are you that desperate?
Girls be more dumb, bro.
There's men that be holding down girls, too. Look at the fucking, the I'm one not, that got married to Gypsy Rose.
I'm not who?
That fat.
That fat. Bro, normalize. Hey, let's normalize calling people what it is, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Gypsy Rose, you know who Gypsy Rose is, right?
No.
The girl who killed her mom, who went to jail because she killed her mom?
No, I don't know who that is. What happened? Her man is holding her down while she's in jail?
Basically, she went to jail because her mom pretended like she was sick. So, it's a whole bunch of fucked up shit she did. Whatever, she got a man. And she convinced that man.
And she holding him now?
No, hold on. She convinced her boyfriend at that time to kill her mom. Right? So they got caught. They killed the mom. They got caught. They both went to jail. So now this man is doing how many years? I don't even know how many years he got for killing the random girl's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his girlfriend's mom. And she was in jail. While she's in jail, this other man married her. She finally got out, like, a couple... How do you not know?
It was
all over social media.
I don't know.
Whatever. She finally got out, like, a couple months ago,
maybe
last
year.
Oh,
that girl that dated that fat nigga?
Yes.
And they broke up now?
They met in jail. Like, she was in jail when they met.
They was both in jail?
No. People meet people in jail.
Niggas are losers,
like,
bro.
I think there's, like, a whole, like... I don't even know how. But whatever. He met her while she's in jail. They got married. And now they're divorced. Oh my God. Big shocker.
Ain't no fucking way.
Big shocker. A relationship didn't work out.
Ain't no fucking way. I'm not holding down any girl who's in jail.
I'm not even holding down my man now if he goes to jail.
You take your dumb ass in there. As soon as they say you're booked for, whatever it is.
But you know, that's a little bit different. Okay. I could see if like your husband goes to jail, you hold him down for like a year or something. Okay, cool. Whatever. But I'm talking about bitches who literally meet the guy while he's already in jail. Like, they never met before he got locked up. But you meet him while he's in jail and you're dating him.
Losers.
That's what
these
you
are. People, like, people don't that do things. You. People that do things that don't make sense. Like, okay, motherfuckers that go to a different country that give people papers.
The passport bros?
Passport. Like, give people. You loser. It's given. There's no. Sorry. What are you doing? It's because you don't have the stick. Is that why? Because you can't, like, sit still?
No, I'm chilling.
People that do things. Passport bros, go give me somebody papers. Unless that was your girlfriend. Like if I go, like if I'm, let's say you was in Mexico, you had a boyfriend in Mexico, and you came here, and you guys were together before that, and you go back, and you give him papers. Cool, that's your boyfriend. Y'all having something real. Niggas that be in America.
There's a show about that too. 90 Day Fiance.
Losers, bro. Like there's no way. There are way too many people out here. For you to go to a different country to find the love of your life.
And it's like, then they act surprised.
You got to build somebody up.
You know how like rare it's going to be that somebody actually wants to be with you and not the fact that they just want to be in America?
Thank you. It just doesn't add up to think that
Like, if anything, why can't you go to their country?
Exactly. The reason why
they're so pressed to
come here. I would never do something like that, bro. Yeah, like you said, I will never know if you're genuine or not. Mm-hmm. I'll always think, guess what? People are really good at faking it.
Yeah.
Faking it. Until they get what they want, they out of there.
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking way, bro. Niggas that do that are losers. Unless that's your actual boyfriend and girlfriend. I have somebody in my family who's done that. Dumb as fuck, bro. I'm sorry. I'm never leaving here to go to DR to get me to... Oh, let me go find the love of my life. Really? I'm not gonna... No. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, my God. We are in minute and 18 minutes.
A minute? An hour? I mean,
an hour. Minutes. Why did Angel put this big? Nigga look just like his son. His son just look just like him. Wait. Who has nice eyes? Him or...
His girl.
They both have nice eyes? He got nice eyes here, too.
Like light brown.
He has nice eyes, too.
It is under the sun, but it's not like, I don't think my eyes would look like that under the sun. So he has light brown eyes and
that's fire.
That's what, green or blue?
Yeah. Glenda got blue.
I don't know. I don't remember.
You follow her?
Yeah. Off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Shout out to Glenda. It was just, did you tell her happy birthday?
When was her birthday?
Yesterday.
Oh no. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Glenda. 27. Damn, niggas be getting old nowadays, bro. We getting old. Shout out to her. She was, where was she at? Where was she at yesterday?
I don't know.
She was at the club.
Again.
Sorry. She had a stack of bands. What is it? Stack of money in her hand. I said, damn. But yeah, man. Is that it? Yeah, shout out to Glenda and Angel, man. Angel gave her Nella.
Yeah.
One of her dogs. And is that it?
I'm very grateful
for I want to talk about this. Do you guys believe the we experience different people differently narrative?
Read that shit again.
Do you guys believe the we experience people differently narrative? Somebody quoted, yes, a great person to you can be a terrible person to somebody else. I agree. That's the sad part about it. Your ex-boyfriend might have been a terrible boyfriend to you, and he's a great boyfriend to somebody else. I feel like it's an ego thing. When people think, oh my God.
Yeah, I believe it.
It's an ego thing. Like I'm saying, we got to kill that ego.
It's a might. Cause like,
no, it's true. It's true, bro. Either way you look at it, you could, oh my God, my boyfriend was terrible. His new girl, boom, boom. That's not true. That's not technically. That's your ego.
You don't know though. That's what I'm saying. Like it could happen. Like yes.
But, okay, you don't know.
Me,
but
he's not shitty to her. But also, he no. Could
nobody
also
saying
be
it, nobody's saying it's a guarantee. That's all I'm saying. Nobody's a guarantee.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. We don't.
When did I say it was a guarantee? Nothing is guaranteed. But I'm saying in your mind, you know what? He's never gonna treat anybody else better. You know, no. He just didn't treat you better. You can't take that. The fact that you know what? Damn, I might have just had a.
Well,
I know
that for a fact.
Huh?
I know that. Because I'm not the same person I was like.
That's what I'm saying. So. Me, even to myself, I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? You got to check your ego. And so like, we be thinking, oh, we the best. Of course, we're going to think we the best of everything. Oh, I'm the best boyfriend she ever had. That is not true. Your ex could find somebody better than you. It's okay. It's okay to just let people go. We experience people. We boom, 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 boom. And that's it. Because we be thinking too much of ourselves. Whoa, I'm the best boyfriend girlfriend he had. I'm the best friend he had. No, the next nigga could be better than you, bro. It's okay. The next girl could be better than you. It's okay. I promise you. That's all ego talk. That's why you got to know whenever you hear that. Whenever you say, nah, that's ego talk. You think you... No, is that Bad Bunny? That is him. The great. Yeah. You feel me? What the hell is he's doing in Dallas? But yeah.
He can't go to a basketball
just game? Because... Your boyfriend was shitty to you, don't mean your boyfriend will be shitty to the next girl. Just because your girlfriend was shitty to you, don't mean she will be shitty to the next nigga.
I feel like that's what anybody, even like parents.
I don't say anybody.
We don't experience the same parents.
The same friends, the same...
Like,
blood clot. Mm-hmm.
We don't experience the same siblings. I mean, the same siblings. We don't experience the same parents as our siblings.
As siblings, exactly.
We all experience people a different way.
Different way. So... Just wanted to let y'all know that tweet 100% correct. 100% correct. Okay? I think that's all I have. So we have on episode, 7. 2 months of this.
I'm tired.
Shout out to the podcast. Shout out to our new subscribers for real, bro. I really appreciate y'all. It's really crazy. It's a crazy, it's a big world we live in. You just put yourself out there and then, hey, you know what? These people seem cool.
They're here for me, bro.
They, huh?
They're here for me.
They don't always on my dick on the comments. Mm. It's true. Them niggas be on my dick.
They be on my dick too, bro.
They be on my dick. Y'all niggas be, yo.
Oh, your girlfriend. Your headphones are falling off.
Oh, since Ray J. Couldn't tell Ray you. J. Yo, he looks like Ray J.
I feel like anything I say.
Yeah, everything they say, they just be cooking her.
They just be cooking me. I could be like, oh my God, today was a nice day. No, the fuck it wasn't. Oh, my fault.
Somebody said, oh, y'all slow.
Right?
You feel me?
And what the hell did we even say in that clip?
Nothing. Just say we slow. Nigga, some circle. I'm like, are you real?
Anything or is this a robot? Said anything. And are y'all slow?
Somebody said, shut the fuck up and talk about some real shit. Talk about, what is it?
First of all.
Let's see.
Don't tell me what the fuck
to talk about on our podcast.
Unless it's something you want, like, our opinion on.
Right. You cool. Exactly.
Like, comment and be like, oh, can you guys, like, what's your opinion on, like, what happened this time?
Around? Exactly.
Okay, cool. We could talk about that.
Exactly.
But don't come on here telling me to talk about certain shit.
That I don't give a fuck to talk about.
It's not even that you don't give a fuck about. It's just like, why are you...
Why you what?
Oh, shit.
Go ahead, say it.
Why are you fucking like...
Pressing me, bro.
Pressing me to talk about something. You get on the fucking mic. You get on the fucking camera.
Yeah.
And talk about it if you want to talk about it.
Since you know every fucking thing. He said, why don't we start talking and having an intelligent conversation about Black American reparations for Black Africans?
Why?
For... Hey.
Why can't you talk about
for
it?
For Black American power. I'm just saying, just relax what you're about to say, because he's talking about, you know, racism and Black people.
No, but why can't you talk about
it? Oh. For Black American power and unity and Black American strength, Black power. Man, shut the fuck up, bro.
Go ahead and talk about what you want.
Make your own pod and talk about what you want to do, bro. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Don't tell me to stop talking about what I want to talk about. Just talk about what you want me to talk about.
Yeah, just talk about what you want about. Episode 7, just out of this podcast. Sorry if we had a little... Trust. You said, look, we fine.
You're going to crop most of that out, though.
That's good content. You're bugging.
Got a little to the point.
When it got crazy.
No.
I'm gonna leave like 90% of that.
No.
You're crazy.
No.
Bro, it's real. The twins, literally, bro, it's called being real. Oh my God.
Tonight.
That's crazy. But anyways, y'all, like, subscribe, follow, hit the bell notification, listen to us on Spotify. On the next episode, what's the next one? Episode
8.
Eight.
This is why they say,
damn, I gotta pee. Jesus Christ, you're slow.